So I'm going to give you an update on the antitrust issues with different collaborations, and then Bernie's going to give you a little bit more detail on the specific collaborations of the ACOs. First, I think it's important to understand the legal framework, and I think all of you understand this somewhat, and you heard a great little recap that shows you that the government continues to be very concerned about consolidation in healthcare, be it joint venture networks, mergers, acquisitions. And really the key thing to think about in terms of advising your clients is, are you dealing with concerted conduct, which would be subject to Section 1 of the Sherman Act, which prohibits price fixing or market allocation? Or are you a single entity such that Section 1 doesn't apply and you avoid what could be viewed as that price fixing? It's an important one, an important distinction to understand that's sometimes lost on clients and practitioners. And the importance is because Section 1 in the Sherman Act not only has treble damages that can be awarded to private plaintiffs, but there is criminal exposure. And the FTC continues to have rhetoric that says that they're looking for the right case to refer to DOJ for criminal prosecution. As some of you again may know, there's never been a criminal prosecution for price fixing by health providers. And I hear a lot of doctors all the time complaining that they get attacked by the government for networks that they form. And I always tell them, although it's sometimes hard for them to understand, as I'm sure you all can appreciate,